Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people this, huh? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'Em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Welcome, 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 everyone. Hallelujah to God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Let's open up with a word of prayer. Well, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We bless you. We bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we just lift up this entire broadcast to you, every part of it, Lord. We dedicate it to you right now in the name of Jesus. Therefore, there can be no technical issues here in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Everything is under the jurisdiction of God Almighty God. And anything that's not in line with God Almighty God has to leave now. In the name of Jesus. And so we bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We look to you. Amen. We look to you right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. You see all, you know all, and you're in all. And we can rest in you, hallelujah, knowing that all is well. We give you praise, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the excitement that you placed in our hearts about tonight and what you're going to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you in advance for doing exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So good to see all of you here tonight, especially since most of you were here last night as well. Praise God. We had an awesome time last night. God moved by his spirit in so many ways last night. Hallelujah. We were just, I mean, just totally blessed by the presence of God. In case you don't know, for those who may not have been with us last night, we had prophetic healing. So our broadcast that we have once a month on the second Wednesday of the month, and I'll tell you, God moved by his spirit. There were healings last night, great testimonies. There were physical healings. There were emotional healings. We were praying for people whose hearts were emotionally challenged last night, and God just showed up for so many people last night, and we give him all the praise and all the glory for everything that he did, that we saw that he did, and also those things that we did not even see yet that he has done, and we give him praise. Amen. Well, this month is a very special month for us. We haven't done a broadcast quite like this, and we praise God for what he's doing in the midst of this tonight. Amen, because he is in the midst. If two or more gather together in his name, there he is in the midst. So he is definitely in the midst tonight. Amen. And so what we're doing is we're having a Christian Entrepreneur Month. We've not done anything quite like that before. So we have these fresh and new Christian entrepreneurs who are here with us this month. Amen. This is our second broadcast this month, and since this month has five Thursdays this month, we have five preneurs who will be with us this month. Hallelujah. And we just praise God for all that he's doing. Last week we started off with Camella J Collection with Camella Jones. If you missed that, you can always just Google Get 'Em Radio and be able to go back and listen to that broadcast. Hallelujah. And any of our over 1,100, getting to be 1,200 broadcasts, you can just simply Google Get 'Em Radio, GITM Radio. Amen. And then you're able to listen to all of our podcasts, including the one for last week and including the one this week as well. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We are going through something right here and right now. So I'm going to stop for a moment and pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even pray in the spirit. There are things that are going on right now that I do believe by the Spirit of the Lord are going to be resolved any moment now. Hallelujah. So just going to stop for a moment and pray in the Spirit. You may join me. Praise God. Preso kohora mandeste la bahashi te la la mahose ke ikono mahoshi ke ra dahashanda ikora masia sikandari ese korohose ke ambre behe so kohora basia ishande kustora basi kandada la bahoshanda inde la boko se te la kasondo ishande korobohose ke ra masi Eson de la hakisoto ora kisete, eshete konoso orobo soto. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you right now. We thank you for moving by your Spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah. Everything that's out of place, we thank you for putting it in place, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for all that you are doing right now. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, we bless you. We bless your name, Lord God, from everlasting to everlasting. You and you alone are Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen, for touching this broadcast, every technical issue. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Amen. Even the Wi-Fi, Lord, we thank you for moving on that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Whatever is going on, that we know that the prince of the power of the air, the enemy does not want this to take place, but Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. And we declare and decree the lordship of Jesus Christ right now in the name of Jesus. We know that he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Amen. Amen. And hallelujah. And he's Lord of the great big things. And he's Lord of the teeny tiny little things. Amen. And he's Lord of God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio. Praise your holy name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord God. Glory and honor to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. All right. Hallelujah. Looks like we're here. Good to see all of you there. Praise God. Amen. Marissa, all is well. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's go on to what we're doing today. We're going to begin now. Your line is open, Marissa, so just hold tight. You are good. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to say thank you, Jesus. Amen. What was going on was that my studio just kind of went blank, and I couldn't see anything that was going on, and I just did the 21st century fix. I turned down everything. Actually, I didn't completely power everything off, but I just shut everything down and brought everything back up again. It's so good to see all of you here when I got back. Still here. Amen. So let's go on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So this month, I told you about Camilla J. Minister Camilla Jones of Camilla J. Collection was with us on the 2nd. Today, glory to God, we have Marissa Yarbrough, hallelujah, of Sunflowers Beauty. Amen. So she'll be with us in just a moment. And then next week, On our schedule, we have Don and Veronica Anthony. On the 23rd, we have Monica Gaither. And on the 30th, we have Star Roll. Amen. And so let's get to Marissa Yarbrough. Sister Marissa Yarbrough, who is, I just have to introduce her like this. She is my niece. Amen. And I'm so fond of singing, "It's a Family Affair." It's good when you have family who are gifted, your family's gifted and anointed. And hallelujah, I don't have to go too far to look for someone to be on the broadcast that has, you know, the gift of God and anointed by the Lord. Marissa is my sister, Minister Mary's youngest child. Hallelujah. And she is very gifted. She makes the best chocolate-covered strawberries I've ever had. We're not talking about that tonight. But God has gifted her in so many ways. And so there's so much I can say about her. Hopefully you'll learn more about her today. But I'd like to introduce to some and present to all Marissa Yarbrough. And she's been here with us before. Welcome, Marissa.
Hey, thank you for having me. That was a great introduction, too.
Wait, first of all, do you still make chocolate-covered strawberries?
I don't make chocolate-covered strawberries, only on special occasions, but I do make caramel cakes now. I've upgraded my baking skills.
Oh, wow. That's a super-duper upgrade.
Yes.
From strawberries to caramel cake. You know, not very many people make caramel cake. You know that, right?
I know that. Very few.
Yeah, and people are trying to find it everywhere.
Yes, so, it's something special. I love those cakes.
Hey, well, now we know who we can go to, right? We got to
go all the way
to Memphis, Tennessee to get a caramel cake around here.
That's right.
Amen. So you have been with us before. In fact, you were here with us this year.
Yes, I was.
We were talking about the lessons that we learned during the pandemic. And so you were sharing with us then. And so we're happy to have you back with us again. Thank you so much for coming back with us. And we're going to talk about your business. We're going to get in your business. No, we're going to talk about your business. And before we do that, let's hear a little bit about you, your spiritual life. You know, I always like to start with, what is your favorite scripture?
Well, of course, y'all know, if you listened to me the last time, it was my favorite scripture is Mark 9:23. All things are possible to him who has faith. I stand on that. I believe that daily, that as long as I have faith, he'll make a way for me. So that's my favorite scripture.
Amen. I thought you were going to say Jeremiah 29:11.
Well, that's top tier, too. That's top tier.
I know that's your family scripture.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Or maybe your mama and daddy scripture. So you got your own, and that's good too. Amen. Hallelujah. So tell us about your salvation experience.
So I know I was baptized when I was younger, but I got baptized on my own. I want to say, forgive me for not remembering the years, because I'm really not good with years, but I know my mother knows, and she's probably listening now, like, shouting out the year. But I think it was between 2009 or 2010, 2011. But I got baptized at Greater St. Paul in Oakland, California. And ever since then, I've just been trying to live right and trying to, well, I have been, and trying to follow with the path that God has put me on to greatness. So since then, I became a member of the Life Church here in Memphis, Tennessee. They have multiple locations here in Memphis, and it's a great church. They give a great service every week online and in person. So I try to get my word daily in through them and through their apps and just listen to my family, because, you know, the family has a lot of great ministers and preachers in the family. So I try to keep my word in daily.
Amen. Amen. So when you were born again, you got baptized there too?
Yes.
Or is that when you got baptized?
Amen. No, I didn't get baptized at Life Church, but I did get baptized in Greater St. Paul in Oakland.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about your family. You can jump in anywhere to say anything about your family. A little bit.
Well, my own intimate family is me and my son. He is 8 years old. He is the light of my life, really. He brings so much excitement into my life. So I'm glad that he's mine and he's here, and he just brings so much joy. If you ever met Amari, he's a joy to have around. And then I also am here with my parents, Mary and Lenny Yarbrough. I'm pretty sure that y'all heard them speak on multiple occasions. I think they're awesome. They're my biggest supporters. And I also have a sister who is in Germany right now. She's one of my biggest inspirations because she is the ultimate crafter, the ultimate designer. So if you ever... Yeah. Think of something creative, Rachel Avant is who you need to be with. And I'm also, real quick, double back, Willie B's pastor mom's granddaughter and Aunt Bobby's niece. And all my family in St. Louis, I just want to shout y'all out, say hey. And I also have three brothers. My oldest brother is here in Memphis as well, and I also work a daytime job as well, still a regular job, and I work with him, too, to have my family with me every day. And then my second brother, he is in heaven, and I still think of him daily. He's still with me daily. His name is John. And then my third brother, he is in Ohio as a basketball coach, and I'm super proud of him because they are winning championship games, and every game that they have, he is very successful being a coach, and I'm proud of all of my siblings. I'm the baby of the family, so I appreciate all of them because I look up to them, and they're very successful. So that's my family breakdown.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. You did a good job sharing that. Hallelujah. No, I know it did a very good job. And your sister in Germany, oh my goodness. I call her
She is amazing.
Woman.
Yes, she is. She definitely is.
Like, who would make their own wallet? I mean, really. You know,
and if you follow her on Facebook, she just made her own Christmas ornaments, and she makes, like, the prettiest dresses and jackets for her kids and little outfits and stuff. I think it's amazing. Like, she has made things from scratch, like, from her hands, out of nothing into something.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we're not talking about her tonight, but she makes this toy for kids to have something to play with.
Yes.
And I was like, what? So, amen. I'm just saying, lots of creativity in the family, and we praise God for that and give him all the glory. Amen.
Yes.
Now let's go to your business. Amen. I was gonna mess around and say, now I understand you have a man in your life, but I'm not gonna go there. I'm gonna go to
he's actually listening now, so his name is D'Angelo and he is a great man, and I'm praying that he's here for a long time. He will be here for a long time, so I praise God for him.
Amen. Well, D'Angelo, I saw you on the family picture on Thanksgiving, and you looked very comfortable, had a great big smile on your face. So it looked like you were right, D'Angelo. So that's a good thing. Is he smiling?
Yeah, he said thank you. He said thank you, thank you.
Okay. All right, good. Okay, so the name of your business, Sunflowers Beauty, where did that come from?
So about 2.5 years ago, or roughly 2 years ago, I had recently went through a life-changing experience, and I kind of just wanted to find my way back to the things that I love to do, finding me and finding peace and you know, just everyday life. And God literally brought sunflowers to the forefront of my life and in a vision, and told me to look it up. And I looked up what the meaning or what sunflowers symbolize, and it means to be reborn or renewed again and have strength in that beauty. So I've always clinged onto sunflowers just naturally because they're the most beautiful beautiful flower, and they stand tall over all the other flowers. So I wanted to bring something that I feel passionate about, is being renewed and being at peace with yourself and being happy with the new version or the version you want to be in your life. So that's how I came up with Sunflower Beauty.
Amen. Now, see, to me, this is the difference between a Christian entrepreneur and an entrepreneur, you know, a regular entrepreneur. Christian entrepreneur, you know, when they tell you things about their business, it has something to do with the Lord, you know, and their relationship with the Lord. It's not that, okay, you just pick the best name that would be more a marketable name or something like that. But, you know, you talked for it. And so that's pretty cool there. Now, I want to tell those who are on the line, I think everybody who's on the line, I sent you a text. And on that text, you have the link for Sunflowers Beauty website. So even while we're talking here, interviewing Marissa, you can be able to go into that link. Hopefully you're able to do that, is to go into the link. And when we finish talking and before we open up the line, we'll go on her website and we'll look through the website and see,
what she... I just wanted to add on, Bobby, if it just so happens that the three W's are before the sunflowersbeauty.com, you can just take the three W's off and just put sunflowers with an S at the end of sunflowerbeauty.com, and it'll pop up because, this is just a little behind the scenes, the struggle with being an entrepreneur. Sometimes the domain that you're looking for, which is the website link, doesn't always quite act right. So sometimes the WW works, but sometimes it doesn't work. So if you're having any issues with the link, just take off the WWW and it should pop up just fine.
Okay, I'm on my laptop, and so I'm trying mm-hmm. that now. Okay.
Okay.
So if you want to just sun, if you on your you have your laptop or your iPad or something like that close by, and you just simply put in sunflowers with the S, sunflowersbeauty.com, and it should come up, and you'll see Marissa. She has sunflowers in her hair, and
yes,
it's she has like a yellow piece of fabric by her face, and it says "Stay Golden to Be a Sunflower Bae." B A E.
Yep. Mhm.
Does that mean something? You got to catch me up. Like baby.
Well, it's just like a shorter way of saying like baby or something like that. But if you follow me on social media, I use the hashtag Sunflower Bae. So that's kind of like my tribe, I guess. And that's just how I identify my new customers or the returning customers. You know, come and be a Sunflower Bae today. And that's just basically a sunflower within Sunflower Beauty.
Okay. All right. And thank you for explaining things to your senior auntie. Amen. Okay. So, all right. So how, tell us when it got started a couple of years ago. And then, mm-hmm. you know, you heard the Lord and just went in that direction with the sunflower. And so then what kind of steps did you take as you began the business?
So the 2 years ago, it came, God gave me the vision. Now, I can be honest, I didn't act on it when he first gave me the vision, but it stayed, he kept it there. And he made it clear to me, like, this is something you need to do. And earlier last year, 2020, at the beginning of the year, in the midst of all of this pandemic stuff that happened or that's mm-hmm. happening, you know, we literally had to sit down and kind of reevaluate how we're going to move in life, because a lot of people were losing jobs. A lot of people were not at work, and I was one of those people who on a day-to-day. So he sat me down and was like, hey, I still have this. This is still here for you. You're either going to act on it or you're not going to act on it. And I sat down and I said, I made the decision. Okay, God, I'm going to follow this. I'm going to do it. And literally, like, you can ask my mom. I stayed in my room for 3 days, and literally everything was popping on the, like, I was writing down everything, and my whole business plan came out of my mind onto that paper in 3 days. And from that moment on, I think that happened like right after my birthday in March. From that moment on, it was like full force, you know, from that moment on. And I solidified everything. Everything became legal. You know, I wanted to make sure when I started the business, it was going to be right. It was going to be legit. I wasn't going to take any shortcuts. I was going to make sure I do everything correct, because, you know, I'm not going to play around with something God gifted me. I'm going to make sure I take care of it and do it right. So on May 1st is when I launched my website with everything. And ever since then, I've been open. I've been in business. So I'm super, super, super grateful for the vision he's given me, for the customers that have come. I feel like I really do have some anointed customers, because especially when I do in-person pop-ups, there are people who speak blessings over me. I speak blessings over them. And it's a great connection and fellowship with other Christian-like people who come to my mm-hmm. business. They see shining. They see a light over my business, because everything I do, I try to do in a positive way and try to honor God in it. So they see the positive message behind it, and that they're drawn to that. So I'm thankful for every customer that I have, every person that has supported me, every person that has invested in me. I'm just super, super grateful. And like I said, ever since May 1st, 2020, it has been full-blown just action since then. And I can say that it's been ups and downs, but it's been more ups than it's been downs.
Amen. Amen. So what, tell us about what you sell, and then we'll go tighten a little bit. Tell us what you sell and what is your best seller.
Okay, so I sell lashes, strip lashes. I sell lip gloss, lip care, apparel, which I make my own custom T-shirts. Every T-shirt that is made is on the site I've made by hand. And I have accessories as well to go along with the lip gloss and the lashes.
Okay. Now, so why did you choose these, or how did you choose these products? I mean, well, first of all, the lashes, I've seen a bunch of people's lashes. I've not seen any lashes that look like yours.
Well, thank you.
I honestly, I haven't, and I, you know, I'm not a whole lot into that, but I've seen a bunch of lashes in different places, but not like yours, the fullness that yours have. So how did you choose the products that you have?
So that exact statement is the main reason why I started to. Like that, and also because when I was in college or in high school, I always wanted to have that lash look, like that fabulous. When you see somebody all dolled up, you're like, dang, those lashes are just great. Like, I need to have those. So I always wanted that for myself. And I could never find fluffy, lightweight, soft, hypoallergenic lashes that will last a while. So I said, I'm going to go find this for myself, and this is what is going to be in my store. I'm going to sell these. So it was trial and error, but I finally found the ultimate vendor, and they provide me with the most comfortable lashes you've ever want to try. And they are super, super pretty. They last so long. I know I can get about 10 to 20 wears out of my lashes because I take care of them as well. And they don't make my eyes watery or anything. So that's why I chose to sell lashes and to sell cosmetics, period, because I want to have a certain look. And I know if I want to have a certain look, and I'm just, you know, I'm just me. I'm comfortable. I like to be comfortable. If I want that, I know there's other women and girls out there who want to have that as well.
Okay. Wow. Well, you know, I would have to be educated on lashes, just like I had to be educated on bae. But so I have a clue that a person could wear the lashes multiple times. I thought it was always a one-shot.
No, with my lashes, and I mean, if you do decide to go to the beauty supply store, you could wear those lashes, but the type of material, like the band that's on there and stuff, it just wouldn't last long. But with mine, my band is a thick but soft band. It doesn't break you out. It's something that you can wipe off, use some soap. Well, not soap. Don't use any type of soap, but use maybe some baby soap or something light to wash it, just like the makeup or the glue. If you wear makeup or if you don't wear makeup, just the glue that's on there, and gently wipe it off. It'll wipe off just fine, and it'll bounce back just like if you were to wash your hair.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds good. And as far as I know, it's the price is pretty competitive with regular prices.
Yes.
And you can still hear them 10 or 20 times. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Now, and then what about your the lip care?
So I have lips to be soft
or what?
Yeah, so my lip gloss is very moisturizing, and it also is a high pigment, which means the color is vibrant and that it will actually show up on your skin when you apply the lip gloss. So a lot of times, if you like to wear lip gloss, you go to the store and, you know, you see a pretty color and you're like, oh, that would look great on my skin. That would look great on, you know, with this look or this color. And then when you get home, it's just like, oh, this is not what I was expecting, you know, when I put it on my actual lips. So I wanted to have something that was very high pigmented and that it actually shows up on your skin nice and smooth and complements your skin. I can say my target is women of color, because we have beautiful lips, we have beautiful skin, that anybody can wear this lip gloss and it will show up so beautiful and no matter what color. So I like to have neutral tones. I have like a brown, a true nude, a true brown, and it shows up so perfect on your lips, and it complements any skin tone, literally any skin tone. And then I have another brown nude, but it has more of a pink undertone to it. So it'll give you a little bit of classiness, which is the name of that pigment is Classy Girl. And then the name of the first one that I said was Hot Girl. And then I just released a new lip gloss, and it's, I want to say it's more of a berry, soft berry, and it still gives that moisture. It still gives a high color, a high gloss, and it lasts long. I mean, of course, if you wear it underneath a mask, it might rub off a little bit because it's gloss, but it still will be on your lips. And then I also provide a clear. Mm-hmm.
That's important now. You know,
it is important. It is.
Yeah, that you can wear, because I found, you know, I don't wear a lot of makeup, but, you know, when I take the mask off to eat, you know, I want something on my lips.
Right, right. You know, now, I do
a little color on my lips.
Yes, that's right. I do also provide a lip oil. So for my girls who don't like to wear color lip gloss or color lipstick, I provide a lip oil that will still give your lips a nice shine. It's not a lip gloss. It's not thick like a lip gloss, but it still gives your lips a nice shine and a nice, it moisturizes and hydrates your lips. So if you wear it underneath the mask, it will still, your lips will be popping underneath the mask and when you take it off. And then I complement that as well with the lip mask as well.
Okay. Now, what about the lip mask? Tell us about that.
So the lip mask is just like a face mask. You put it on and you let it sit. You know, you sit back and relax and pamper yourself with the face mask. It's the same thing with the lip mask. The lip mask you place over your lips and it kind of draws out all of that, the dry skin, and helps just moisturize your whole mouth region brings color and life back to your lips.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Amen. And so while so many people are covering their lips, covering their mouth these days, I think it's important that still underneath that, you know, when you take it out, take it off, you know, you got moist lips under there, and they don't look all dry and cracky and everything because you got that
right
mask on.
Right. And a lot of people, they actually complain, especially those who are in the healthcare field, They have to wear a mask really like the whole day, no breaks all day. So they want something to keep their lips kind of moisturized and keep them together when they get home, so they won't look dry and awful.
Okay. Well, this is very good, very good. Now, how can people get to you and to your product? We're about to go
on the website.
But go ahead.
Of course, you can find me on the website, but you can also find me on Instagram, Sunflower Beauty. And I'm getting up there on Instagram, which I'm saying that because I'm proud of myself for getting where I am, because I'm starting all natural, like no sponsors or anything. So I'm proud of where I am right now. So if you follow me on Instagram, I follow back. I try to engage. I always have like fun things going on Instagram, and it flows over to Facebook as well. If you follow me on Facebook, you can still type in at shop Sunflower Beauty, but you can also type in Sunflower Minx with a Z and Beauty. And of course you'll see the logo. When you open it up, you'll see all the Sunflower Beauty products on there. I'm also on Twitter, but I really don't use Twitter. But if you do decide, if you like Twitter, then you can follow me at Sunflower Minx and Beauty. Yeah, that's my social media pretty much.
Okay. Good, good. Okay, so let's go on over to your website and let's look through that before we open up the line. You didn't finish saying your best sellers, because I got to talk about the one I like the best.
Okay, so my best sellers are definitely the Lotus Lashes. The Lotus Lashes are the top seller. And then also I have, I'm sorry, you guys. Okay. And also I have the Lash Toolkit to complement the lashes. And also Hot Girl is, the top one. And then now the ultimate bestseller is my Just Keep Praying t-shirts that I hand make myself. They come in different colors, a mauve, which is kind of like a pink purplish. It's really pretty. And a pink and also a green.
Okay. And it says, just keep praying.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's the one I want.
That's the one you want?
Yes. It's like an olive green. With the gold print on it.
Yes.
That's what I want. And it looks, well, I'm kind of collecting some camouflage stuff now. And that green, olive green will go great with the camouflage.
Yes.
There you go.
That the olive green, I feel like the pictures that I took online do not give any justice to the actual color. When you see the colors in real life, it's like so amazing. And I brag on my shirts. Well, not brag, but I always speak very highly of my shirts because they're very high quality. They're super soft. And I always tell my customers, you know, a blessing is going to come with this t-shirt. You just got to keep praying. Just keep praying. And and they love it. They love it. So I can say I personally wear my t-shirts all the time. Like I said, they're super soft, super durable. And, you know, it's a constant reminder for you if you wear this shirt often, you know, even through the good and the bad times, you just keep praying. And it's also stylish and cute, so you can't beat that.
All right. Okay, so let's go to the website. Hopefully you all are able to get on. We were able to do that last week, and that was a lot of fun. And people were saying, well, you didn't walk through the whole website with us. Okay, well, we have a little time today, so we're going to walk through the website.
And I do want to say, put that out there that if you are on the website and you're starting to buy, you can use the code GITM. And I know, Bobby, that we agreed on 10%, but
yes.
God had a talking to me, and I bumped it up to 15%. So everybody will get 15% off of any item that they purchase today on the website.
All right. Okay. If any item that you purchase today, you put in that code GITM and get 15% off. Okay,
yes.
And her products are not that expensive. That's why I was saying, okay, 10% is cool. Okay, so when you first get on the website, you see Marissa's face. And now, do you have on lip gloss on those pictures?
Yes, I do have on lip gloss. At that time, the time I actually took this photo shoot, I didn't have lip gloss, but I did have on a clear coat of my lip gloss. So I had on Icy Girl. And then the lashes that I have on in that photo were lashes called, actually, that's Dandelion. That's Dandelion in that picture. So that's nice, full, fluffy lashes. Those Dandelion is the fluffiest lashes that I have.
Okay. You know what? I'm just going to say you're hearing from a person who does not wear lashes. I've never done it before in my life. But some of the lashes I look at, they look like there's a spider crawling out of a person's eye. I'm just saying. But these,
yes, because that person likes their lashes to be thick, wispy, if that makes sense. And they're like spikes. So they like spike lashes. And that,
okay.
I mean, to each his own. That if they like it, I love it. But but I like more thickness from the bottom up, and I like it to look fluffy and wispy and instead of spiky.
Okay. Okay, so now I see that, well, and like I said, I like how yours look. If I were going to wear some lashes, I would wear these. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So
well,
now,
I give a range of styles. So, you know, if you're like, oh, I want to try lashes, I really don't know if I should. These are definitely great starter lashes, ginger or iris. Those are great starter lashes if you want something natural and just something fun. If you're going out, that's a great starter. And then I also have a lash toolkit of everything you need, minus the lash glue, to help you get started.
Okay. So now once you get on the page, you see Marissa's face, and then you see another Marissa's face pop up. You have blonde hair on one, you got curly dark hair on another one, and this is saying join our mailing list. So that'll end. What happens when they join the mailing list?
So if you join the mailing list, you get updates on where we will have our next pop-up shops at, and also discount codes, and also you will get just updates on our new products, because I try to have at least one new product every 2 to 3 months.
Okay. And so are you going to do a drawing tonight?
Yes. Whoever purchased an item and also sign up for the email, subscribe to the email list, or even because I know the text message, SMS will pop up as well. If you sign up to either one of those and also purchase, I'm going to do a raffle at the end of the show, and then whoever wins that will also receive, or they can pick out one free item or one item for free off of the website. And it doesn't matter what item it is, I will give it to you.
Okay. It's not an item that whatever you buy, that price or lower, you'll get anything.
Anything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So if you sign up for her mailing list, you know, you can do that, or sign up for the SMS, and that's getting a text. And then, but you need to purchase something to be able to be in the drawing for the free gift, correct?
Right. Correct. That's correct.
Okay. So let's go through. Now, when you get on, you see like a little strip. You see her logo that is teeny tiny, a little yellow thing. And right up above, well, then you see a line that says home, bestsellers, eyes, lips, apparel, tool and accessories, bundle, and wholesale. So let's click on home. Okay, when you click on home, that's when you see, and scroll down a little bit. Okay, here's that mailing list thing. Just exit out once you, if you want to put your mailing list, your email in there, go ahead and do that. And then you scroll down some, and you see these big, squares that look like strawberry and chocolate. I'm not hungry, but it looks like strawberry and chocolate. And so one says eyes, the other says lips, apparel, tools, and accessories. And if you keep going down, you see her lash collection. So we're still on the same home page. So you see her lash collection. Oh, that's the Lotus that you were talking about.
Yes,
ma'am. Yeah, and it's $12. And, I mean, if you can get, like, 20 wears out of that, $12 is pretty good.
I'm saying. That's right.
Then next to that is the Sunset Lashes. And that's that. Oh, here's that lash toolkit that you were talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So it comes with an applicator, to actually apply the lashes, and it comes with tweezers. If you know you need to like cut a little corner to push down on the corner, and then it also comes with scissors. Measure your eyes and then cut down the lashes to fit your eye.
Okay. All right, and then there's the dandelion.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, then you have your lip gloss collection there and that lip mask that you were telling us about.
Yes.
So it's something that you put on your lips and then you put this mask on top of your lips?
Yes, so the you see that pink part in the package that's shaped like a lip? It's
yes.
Like a gel. It's like a gel mask or a gel pad that's shaped into lips, so that
okay.
So when you open up the gel, I mean when you open up the package, the lip part will have gel on it or the oil on it and the collagen on it that you can and you just place it on your lips and keep it there. You can keep it on there for about 5 to 10 minutes. That way it can moisturize your whole mouth and then just take it off. And, you know, you don't have to rinse it off or anything. It's safe to be in your mouth area. You know, it won't harm you or anything. Yeah.
Okay. Well, and I know some people have some serious issues with their lips, especially around this time of the year, you know, in the winter time. So this is a perfect time, and you know somebody who's going through something with their lips, it's a great time to get it for Christmas. Amen.
Yes, it is a perfect time. Yes, and every lip oil comes in a custom-made ornament that says Sunflower Bay and has, like, gold snowflakes on it. So if you want a stocking stuffer or something cute to surprise people on your tree, it's already a made ornament, and it comes with a string and everything, and you can place it on a tree or the stocking.
Okay. Now, do you get all four of those? Or that's each?
No, so it just comes with one inside of each ornament. And I have two scents. One scent is called Fresh. So it's more of an earthy tone. It's kind of very dull. So you can, for people who don't like strong scents, it's more of an earth. And then the next scent is mint. So if you like peppermint, something that kind of like opens up, you know, your pores, mint is definitely the one you want to go with.
Okay. All right. And then this is your classy girl lip gloss that you were talking about?
Yes. Yes. And that's the one that has, is a brown nude, but has the pink undertone to it.
Okay. I can kind of see it a little bit now that you say it. And what's the icy?
So the icy girl is just a clear lip gloss. It has no scent to it. I did that because I'm kind of allergic to everything, and that's kind of personal. So I'm allergic to everything. So every product that I use, I try to use a hypoallergenic product. And sometimes I just can't take an overbearing scent or a flavor or extra oils and things like that. So this is just a standard, simple, hypoallergenic, clear-based lip gloss. No scent. It's perfect if you want to put it over, you know, another lip gloss or another lipstick, or just want to wear it on the day-to-day. It doesn't do anything extra. It's just a normal lip gloss.
Okay. All right, cool. Okay, so I see you have 1,100 followers?
Yes.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
I know, I say wow, too. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's scroll back up to the top. If you want to look down further, you can look around down there. But we're going to go back up to the top and look at a few more products because we're going to open the lines up. You know, Pastor Mom is first. Anyone else, if you have any questions, comments, prayer requests, we're still doing prayer requests, or prophecy requests, you know, press your number one key. And after we finish looking through the website a little bit more, we'll come back and we'll open up the line. Okay, so go back to the top where it has, and I feel like I'm teaching. I used to teach people about going through websites where I used to work. So anyway, so go back up to that top strip. It says home, bestsellers, eyes, lips, apparel. Let's look at the bestsellers. So click on bestsellers. Okay, so we've kind of talked about these. Those are, there's that mailing list popping up again in case you want to do that. And, okay, so you got your Lotus lashes there. Okay. So which one's thicker, the Lotus or the Dandelion? Probably the Dandelion, right?
Yes, the Dandelion is definitely thicker. It's thick from the top to the root of the lash. And Lotus, it has more of a wing to it, so it kind of spreads out a little bit more. But if you want that high volume, that super curl, actually they're like 3D lashes. So if you want that, then Lotus is the best one. But if you want a full dramatic, full glam look, Dandelion is the way to go.
Okay. You ladies heard that, right? You want that full glam look. Okay, and here's a t-shirt next to it that says, just keep praying. And that looks nice there. Now, Marissa, is this your handwriting? Or
no, it's not. It's not my handwriting.
It's a font.
Yeah, it's a font. I'm trying to think of the name of the font. But I searched high and low. I searched high and low for that font because I really wanted it to be a very pretty font, something legible, of course, but also something that you would like to look at every day.
Okay. Well, to me, I mean, I've seen the picture of the olive one with the gold, just keep praying. I mean, that gold is popping. It really looks good. The black looks okay, but, I mean, the gold, I can read it better, too. You know, so I really like
I uploaded a picture of the gold as well on the green, on the olive t-shirt as well.
Okay, it's on here?
Yeah, it's on the website under apparel.
Okay, we got to get there quick. Okay, so the lash kit, the lash tool kit, you see that? And we didn't see Hot Girl. Oh, so that's more of just the earth tone without the pink in it, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. And so that looks good on women of color.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Okay. Okay. going to eyes. Oh, go back up to that long strip that had home bestsellers. And eyes, and click on eyes. I'm going kind of fast. Okay, here's Marissa again saying, join our mailing list.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's very persistent. It's going to ask every time.
Yeah, but I'm good at Xing things out and clicking phones when people are persistent like that. But, you know, once you do it, it's done, right? Okay.
Right, right.
So then we got the lashes again. We have Lotus. We have Sunset. I hadn't seen Sunset before. Okay, so that's cool. And
Sunset got sold out while I was at the pop-up shop. Somebody came and brought literally every single Sunset because they love Sunset. So I'm thankful for that, but I will have them back in stock within the next week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you who like that Sunset look. All right. And then here's the Lash Growth Serum. Now, what's up with that?
So a lot of people struggle with thin lashes, especially if they get lash extensions. And lash extensions is where you actually put a lash, an individual lash, on top of your existing lashes. And sometimes that can damage your lashes. And, you know, sometimes you just don't want to wear lashes and you want your own lashes to look thick and full, even if you don't wear mascara or if you do wear mascara. So in between those sessions and wearing lash strips or lash extensions, you can just put this on after you take a shower, just like how you would oil your scalp or put lotion on. You just put some of this oil on, and it's hypoallergenic too as well. It doesn't cause any irritation to the eye. You can put this on your top and your bottom lashes to help them grow.
Okay. All right, and then you have some more lashes. The ginger, you had talked about that before a little bit. Iris and Sunray. Okay.
Yes.
And then the color eyeliner, pink?
Yes, so I have three color eyeliners, a brown, a pink, and an orange. They're very vibrant, so if you like to experiment with different color eyeliners, that's definitely where you need to go right there.
Okay. Okay. Now, for those of you who may have just joined us, we are with Marissa Yarbrough. She's a Christian entrepreneur, and she has a website. We're on her website, looking at her website together. So while you're on the phone with us, a laptop or even another, you can go on your phone. And while you're talking on the phone, I think most phones do that now, smartphone, and you can go into the website while you're on the phone listening to us. If you have a text from me, then you can just click on the link in the text, and that'll get you on the website with us. If you have a laptop or an iPad or something, all you have to do is just put in sunflowersbeauty.com. So sunflowers, all one word, no spaces in there, sunflowersbeauty.com. And you'll be on the website with us. So yeah, I was saying last week when we went on the website, Camilla J's website, I felt like I was like a kid again going through the Sears catalog or, yeah, but that was another catalog we used to go through a lot. I'm not thinking of the name of that one. But it wasn't Sears. It was another one that hasn't been around for a while. But anyway, so let's go on. Okay, lips. So go back up to that strip on the page, in the top half of the page, on lips, and we'll be together. Your mailing list, join our mailing list, comes back again. Just exit out if you've already put your email in. So we've seen these products. Oh, no, we haven't. We haven't seen everything. Okay, but we have seen the lip mask. We talked about that. The hydrating lip oil. We talked about Classy Chick with the pink undertone. Icy Girl, we talked about her. She's clear. She's clear. Okay, and Spice Girl, we haven't talked about her. That's your cherry, right? Or not, what did you say? Berry, cherry,
yes.
Kind of?
It's a berry. Yeah, it's a berry. It is like a pink purplish, kind of good for fall time. It will go great with, like, if you want to wear your army camouflage or if you want to wear the olive green shirt, that will be a great complement to that shirt as well.
Okay. All right. Then you got Hot Girl there and City Girl. Where I get chick
yes,
from?
Yes, so that's a clear lip gloss as well. It kind of has a small, slight pink hue, but it's not, it's like a subtle, it's very clear, and it has sparkles in it, glitter in it.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, moving on. We'll take another minute or so. We got lips. We got to get to apparel. That's what we had
to get
to.
Apparel.
Yes. Okay, here's our join our mailing list again. So you do have the olive Just Keep Praying, but it's with the pink wording, the pink.
Yes. So if you click on the Just Keep Praying olive color,
mm-hmm.
The second photo and is.
There's my shirt.
Yes.
Okay. So it comes in small, medium, large, extra large, and what else? 1X?
A 2X.
Oh, it goes up to 2. Okay, 2X. Cool. T-shirt. Let's all get the same T-shirt. Just keep praying. All right. Okay. Oh, I've never seen anything that say you can pay with GPay. That's pretty cool.
So, yes, I have. I have multiple shopping options. So you can pay with Google Pay, I believe. You can pay with just your normal card. And then also I have Sezzle, which is a four-payment plan. So if you buy, say if you buy, you know, a lip gloss bundle, or if you buy a T-shirt today and you feel like you don't have or don't want to pay everything all up front at one time, you can use Sezzle and sign up for Sezzle, and they will give you a four-payment option plan. So you would pay biweekly the remaining payments of your order.
Okay. But at the same time, though, you send the order to the person.
Mm-hmm.
They get the product, and then they pay for it after they get it.
That's right. That's right.
Right. So now, how does that work for you? You get your money right away, and then that company, they just have to deal with what they deal with?
Yes, that's correct. But, you know, if something happens where, or God forbid anything happens, like if the package gets lost or anything, you know, and a refund has to be developed, that refund would still come from me. It wouldn't come from the company.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe some learning something here. Now continue down past my T-shirt. Our T-shirt, our green Just Keep Praying T-shirt. Keep on down, and then you'll see another. You see the T-shirt with the pink writing, and then you see the gloss bundle. We kind of missed that. Oh, bundle is later on. We're going to catch the bundle mm-hmm. right here. So you get the four lip glosses right there, right?
Yes. Every lip gloss that I have, minus the clear, you can get a bundle in, and they'll give you all the nudes and all of as well.
Okay. Now, how's the applicator with that? Is that like a brush
it is,
kind of?
Yes. So it's a thick, fluffy brush, sturdy. It's not like, it's not a, you know how you get the flimsy stem? It's not that. I have a very thick applicator. That way, you know, you can just pump it one time and enough for the lip will come out.
Okay, cool. Okay, mm-hmm. So it's not like a Q-tip.
No, it's thicker than a Q-tip.
Okay, good. Okay, so with Carol and I think we've seen the tools. We've seen all the tools.
Mm-hmm.
Except, is that join our mailing list? Okay, you get tools, you go back up at the top and you see tools and accessories and very cute mirror. That's the only thing we haven't seen on this page, the travel mirror.
Yes, and that travel mirror, I'm telling y'all, it, I always say it's TSA approved because it's truly a travel mirror. I keep my lash toolkit and my mirror in my purse, and I change it out to every purse, whether my purse is small or big. And it fits so perfect in the little zipper part of your purse. That way, you know, if you need a mirror, a big enough mirror to see your whole face or to see, like, small parts of your face, you'll have it there with you.
Okay.
And it's not bulky, so it won't take up any room in your purse.
Okay, cool. All right, and you have the tweezers. We haven't seen those before, the individual tweezers. So,
mm-hmm.
And there are many. A woman always needs a tweezer. All right.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, bundle. We talked about the gloss bundle and then the last thing we're going to look at real quick is the wholesale. I'm going to open up the line. Okay. So with the wholesale, going on our mailing list. Okay. The wholesale is, you're saying, these are for people who are purchasing things wholesale.
Correct. So wholesale is not for, it's not for resale. So if you want to start a lash business, you can contact me personally and we can, and I can help you with that. But this wholesale program is for MUAs, and MUA is a makeup artist, what MUA stands for. And then also for beauty influencers such as YouTubers, TikTokers, or people who have to wear a lot of makeup in different styles at a high volume. So I know one of the main struggles, I'm going to just say this really quickly. I know one of the main struggles for makeup artists now in the industry is finding high quality lashes and cosmetics for a low or a quality price. And that's what I'm trying to offer here. So if you're a makeup artist and you need some high quality lashes, and this will also help you upcharge your customers as well. This can be added to your makeup price. I'm definitely who you need to see. You can mix and match the styles of the lashes and yeah, you'll get them quick.
Okay. All right. Okay. So for those people who came on maybe a little late and you didn't hear everything, you're able to get a 15% discount off of anything on the sunflowersbeauty.com website. And you enter the code GITM, GITM. And so you're able to get 15%, amen, off. Also, for those who are purchasing something, or if you put your, well, if you put in your email or your SMS, which is your phone number, to get a text, to get a text from Marissa or Sunflower Beauty, we're going to have a drawing. So you are signed up. And then tonight in the next half an hour or so, we're going to find out who the winner is. And that winner will be able to choose anything off the site, and it will be free. Did I say that right, Marissa?
You did say that correctly. And I do want to say, it is anything off the site, is excluding the gloss bundle and the wholesale. But everything else is up for grabs when you win the raffle.
And somebody went, oh, shucks, I wanted that gloss bundle.
Yes.
Okay. Amen. All right. And so, all right, so let's open up the lines. We're going to start with Pastor Mom, and then we see Reverend Treva from California, and, of course, Mary, Mama Mary. Amen. Anyone else? Pressure number one key. We're opening up lines now for comments, encouragement. Hallelujah. Comments, encouragement. Prayer request and prophecy request. Okay. Pastor Mom, I hope this is a good time to open the line for you guys. I hear you moving around in there. Pastor Mom?
Yes. I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you.
Okay.
So, will you listen to
me? Yeah, I'll be listening to everything. It's very nice.
Very nice. You want to try some eyelash? No, I won't mess with you like that.
Thank you, Grandma. I love you, Grandma.
Okay, love you too.
Amen. Now, you got to pray for Grandma. Anybody who's a guest on this broadcast have to pray for Pastor Mom.
Okay.
Will do. You want me to do it now or you want me to pray for after?
I want you to pray right now for your grandma.
All right, Lord, I thank you and I praise you for all the good things you have done for my grandmother. I thank you for allowing her to be in my life and be the best grandmother she is. And I pray for healing over her, consistent healing, consistent peace over her life. And just bless her in her many days. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Marissa. Amen. Okay, Pastor Catherine, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Well, praise God. I'm so happy to be on the website tonight. I've been hearing about it, but nobody's never really given me the website. And I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook that much at all, or either, what is it, TikTok or any of the other social medias. And so people have been saying, relatives have been saying, Marissa has a business. But I never knew how to get to it. But I thank God for Apostle being able to show this tonight, to be able to let us look at everything. And the time has gone so fast, I didn't even realize it was that late. Looked like we just got on. But anyway, I'm not going to keep you long. But I'm so proud of you. What a blessing.
Thank you, Auntie.
Yes,
thank
and I'm
you
glad
so
now,
much.
Now I'll be getting your email now, right? When you have a sale?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you will be getting emails and updates. I'll try to do a nice graphic so it's easy to see and it's nice and pretty to look at.
Okay. Now, what I want to ask about this lip mask, so now how long does this normally last now? Is this a one-time, do you put it on for this just one time and it lasts so long, or do you have to put it on?
So it does. It does come with a lot of gel on it. So what you can do is, like the remaining gel that's in the packet, if you don't rip the packet all the way, you can put the mask, you know, rinse off the mask, the dry skin that came off with the mask, and you can rinse it off and put it back in the packet, and it'll rehydrate itself. But a lot of people just do one and done, and they just get another one. But you can use it. It's a lot of gel in there. A lot of collagen in there to help.
All right, then. So I wanted to ask about, so I'm looking at the checkout. So tell me the difference in the checkouts here. One says Shop Pay, and Facebook Pay.
Okay, so the Shop Pay, those are different apps. The Shop Pay, the Facebook, and the Sezzle, those are all different apps to use just to pay for it. So if you don't want to use those apps, you just continue with putting in your shipping and then just directly pay to the website with your card. If you want to use, the Shop Pay, which they do offer the four payments as well. And you want to pay through that secure website. If you want to pay through, I believe there's Facebook Pay and Google Pay on there as well. So if you want to pay through that secure website, then that's fine as well.
Okay. All right,
mm-hmm.
then.
But it will all be linked to the website.
Okay, then. All right, then. Well, thank you so much, and may God bless you and prosper your business here.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you. Good questions, Pastor. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Amen. Okay. Let's open up the other lines. We have Reverend Treva from California. Welcome,
Hello,
Reverend Treva.
God bless you. Hello, good evening, everyone. Apostle Kizzy, Marissa, Pastor Mom, Pastor Catherine. It's so good to be on here. And I just wanted to say thank you, Marissa, for coming on tonight. I really enjoyed it. And I did go on and I purchased one of the lip glosses. But I didn't put the get on call in. That's
thank
okay,
you so
though.
Much.
You're welcome. And because I had bought some lip gloss and misplaced it. So I saw this and said, thank you, Lord. I'm able to go in and get, because I need a little color, you know. But I love it. I love your website. It was easy to navigate through. And I'm going to be coming back to get the lashes. I've been into this eyelash kit.
I can't wait for you to try it out.
Yeah, I was looking at some of them tonight. I liked all of them. Now, are they magnetic or do they come with glue or how do they?
So they're not magnetic. Right now, I don't have any glue, but I can give you a reference. The glue that I use is by Kiss. So the company Kiss, and you can find Kiss at Walgreens or Walmart. Yes. So they have a lash. They have a lash glue pen, and that glass glue pen, you don't have to do anything extra. You could just use the pen and put it directly on the lash or the eye.
That's what you do with the magnetic one too. But okay, so it's similar. All right. Well, I'll be coming back on to buy eyelashes. In the near future, probably not to January, but thank you so much. Like I said, it was easy to navigate, and I'm praying for your business. God will continue to bless you. I heard you the last time you were on, and I think I shared then. But God bless y'all, and I love all y'all. I love the whole family. And I think
I
met
you, so
too.
I
appreciate you, too. God bless you and your family. You have a great evening.
All right.
Okay, let's hear from Minister Mary.
Hey, y'all.
What?
How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Good.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you hear. So, you know, I just want to talk about a couple of things. One is the products that I use from her. Of course, I really don't wear lashes or anything like that, but I have, since I go with her to the pop-up shops and, you know, I watch her handle the business on a daily basis, I've learned so much about lashes and how well made those lashes are and how soft they are. And, you know, she just tells me that professional makeup artists are, you know, really have a relationship with her because her lashes are such quality lashes. So I am so grateful that, you know, she chose to use quality products. When I first started assisting her, I really didn't know anything about lashes. I thought it was a one-and-done deal myself. You know, you put them on and then you throw them away afterwards. Those are the ones you get from the dollar store, from, you know, from the beauty supply store, from Walmart. Those are the type of lashes you get from them. But these are not those lashes. Those lashes are very quality lashes that you can wear multiple times. And not just wear them multiple times and they not look good, but wear them multiple times and they really, really do look good. So I've seen Marissa do that multiple times, wear the same lashes, and they look brand new every single time that she wears them. So for those young folks out there that like to wear lashes and want to be ready for maybe you're going for an interview, for a professional interview on the job, or maybe you're a model and you need some quality lashes, or Maybe you're a makeup artist or an inspiring makeup artist, and you need quality lashes. These are those lashes to get. So I want to say that. The other thing is the T-shirts. T-shirts are the softest T-shirts. I help her when we go to the pop-up shops to style the T-shirts on the mannequins, and they are wonderful T-shirts. I've stretched them and pulled on them, and they are still shapely when you get them on. So the T-shirts are really great. The last thing I want to say about this, is the part that I use the most from her is the lip products. So I started off using the lip oil because I don't wear, you know, a whole lot of makeup or anything like that. But, you know, when you get older, your lips, for some reason, you know, they change, you know, when you get older because of, you know, a lot of things, you know, getting older, menopause, you know, medications, you know, health issues, you know, all of those things can have an impact on your lips. And that lip oil has really helped my lips. They really have. And I just started using the spicy lip gloss, and mm-hmm. it is some of the best lip gloss that I've used. I've bought lip gloss before from Mary Kay, and it was pretty expensive, and it was not as good as the lip gloss that she sells. And when I put it on, she always compliments me, and I hope she's not just complimenting because I'm her mom, but she always compliments and says, it makes you look younger. So, of course, you know, that makes me want to wear it more because it makes me look younger.
But it really does. I'm not just talking. It really does.
So the lip gloss, and when I put the lip gloss on, it's so luscious when you put it on, and it stays on for a very long period of time. So the lip gloss is really good, and I really, really like those neutral colors. So that's what I want to say about that. Now,
wait, I got to ask
you. Part,
well, I guess it's just between us, but when you were on the Zoom call with Lenny, and we were saying how great you looked that night. Did you have on lip gloss that night?
Yes. That's
he's like,
spicy.
Man, you put makeup on. And you're like, no, I just put some lip gloss on.
Right. That's spicy.
You had it on,
sometimes,
huh?
Yeah, I'll have that on. And then sometimes, like if I want to change the color or something, I might put some lipstick on with it or something, but it complements any lipstick very well. But wearing it just by itself is great, and I've been doing that pretty much every day, just wearing it by itself.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to know. I'm going to have to get some lip gloss now. That was not
the other thing that I wanted to say to Marissa, you know, I've seen her on this journey from the beginning until now, and I've seen her on this journey through the ups and the downs, and I am just so grateful that she just took the risk to begin the business. Now, you know, it wasn't a careless risk. It was a calculated risk. And here's what made it calculated. I believe that one word from God can change your life.
All right, now.
And I believe she received that word from God. The word says, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when you hear that word, and then you obey the word, Well, first, you hear the word, you agree with the word, and then you obey the word, and then you take action on the word. That is phenomenal to me. And I have seen her do that. So that one, I just want to encourage her, that one word that you heard from God from the beginning, make sure that you write it down and you post it up. So whether it's good times, you turn to that word. Whether it's struggling times, you turn to that word. Whether it's time of increase, you turn to that word. In any situation, that word that God gave you, that you agreed to on the first day, if it's 50 days later, 500 days later, 1,000 days later, agree with
all right.
that word.
Hallelujah.
And keep your eyes on the word of God. So that's what I want to say to her. Not just to her, but to every entrepreneur. That word, and not only every entrepreneur, every person starting a ministry. When you had our nephew on Pastor Maurice, Pastor Will, when you had him on, God gave him a word, and I should have told him that same thing that night. Put that word, write it down somewhere, and post it up, because that same word will apply the first day, the 50th day, the 500th day, the 1,000th day, because it's a word from God. All right.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
And
thank
those,
you, Mom, for saying that.
Amen. And for those who just joined us, that was the speaker of the night, Minister Mary Yarbrough, who brought us a word from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Now, Bobby, I do want to say something really quick.
Yeah.
I want to say something really quick. I want to say I appreciate my mom so much because she, my mom and my son, my mom didn't know anything about lashes, anything about the makeup stuff, but that didn't stop her from coming to help me with anything that I had. She is literally, underneath God, she is my number one supporter. And I think I want to say for people who want to start a business, it's really important to have a support group, because my mom has seen me on this journey when I was at the lowest part. And you want to have somebody who is enriched with the Lord and knows the word and knows how to speak positive words over you, knows how to speak the word over you on a daily basis, so you don't get lost in all the stuff that comes with business. And like I said, I just want to appreciate her and my father for keeping my head level and keeping the word in my mind consistently, because it is making a difference. I started with some people who don't have the same foundation as I do. And I can tell that my parents and my supporters have been praying over me. So it's important to have a support system. What God has been telling me consistently is you're not meant to do life alone and you're not meant to do business alone. You got to have support. You got to have people who know the word. You got to have God in your business at all times so that you can be successful, because not every moment is going to be a pretty moment. But even in those not so pretty moments, it's still beauty in those, because you have God and he's giving you people around you to hold you up and make it better for you. But
praise
that's what
God.
I want to say.
Amen. That's good. Very good. Hallelujah. So you answered my question. What is your advice for other business owners? Praise God. Have a support group.
Now, wait. Now, the biggest thing I also want to say for business owners is to rest. Get you some rest. Your best ideas ain't going to come to you if you are tired, dog tired. Like, I know it's, and now on social media, everybody wants to live this fast life, wants to live, like, on the go all day long, busy, busy, busy. But you cannot, your God has not made you to live like that. Like, he did not make your body and your mind like that. You have to rest, even if it means cutting off your phone, cutting off social media for a day or 2 days. You have to rest so you can be the best you and the have the best ideas, the best brand, the best you. That's my advice.
All right.
And also, I want to add to that, stay in the learning mode. You know, I've seen Marissa experience some things that she never experienced before, because this is the first. Well, I want to say this for her, because she's been an entrepreneur ever since she was a little girl. Because I remember, I tell this story all the time. She wanted to go to, when she was, I want to say she was 12, and she wanted to go to the Beyonce concert, and I was like, Mama's not going to pay for you to go to a Beyonce concert. You're going to have to raise the money yourself. This girl took all of her Barbies, and she had hundreds of them. She took all of her Barbies and her toys and had a yard sale and raised enough money for her to go to the concert, her friend to go to the concert, and her sister to chaperone them. I said, because you know the words, they raise a child in the way that they should go. I was like, right? God, you are clearly showing me the way she should go. I said, okay, Lord, I believe I received. She's a businesswoman, and but I want praise the Lord. I wanted to say, stay in learning mode, because you know, even during those times, you know, when it looks like it just looks like from this realm, you might not have as many customers as you think you should have. From this realm, it looks like you're not selling as much as you think you should sell. From this realm, it looks like you're not, maybe having as many followers on social media as you should. That doesn't mean that's the truth. So you just got to stay in learning mode during those times. Learn.
I agree.
During those times. Learn during those times. So it's, like I said, it's the same for business, and it's the same for ministry as well. Learn during those times. Because when the doors open, when the social media followers come, when the sales come, when all those things come, you will have continued the Lord, building a foundation with him, and you'll be ready for it at that time. Okay, I'm done preaching for the night. Thank y'all.
Amen.
Have a good night. God bless everyone.
Amen. Amen. Good job. Good job.
Thank you.
We've had you on for 2 days in a row, once by recording and one in person. So we are truly blessed. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mary. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right. Let's see. Okay, Pastor Price. And then we have Minister Amber and Minister Rachel. Okay, Pastor Price.
Glory to God. How you all doing this evening? And praise God. I give honor and glory to God, and thank God for you, Apostle Kizzy, and Pastor Mom, and to you, Marissa, my precious niece. I thank God for what God is doing.
Good job, Marissa.
Joy, I just confiscated the phone.
Thank you.
She said, good job, Marissa. That was joy just then. And I concur. Good job by everything. I just love to hear the testimony at the beginning and hear all the things that God was doing. I went on the site and put in my submitted my email address, and then I was going to get a T-shirt, but I got to the point where Pastor Catherine was when I got kind of confused as to whether I could do the to be able to, what means of payment that I was going to use to be able to get it, because I want to enter into your thing too, to your raffle too. But Joy, them, they were in the store, and I was out in the car. And then when I came out, Joy said, well, Mom, I got Google Pay. She said, we'll do that at home. She said, don't worry about the raffle. Just do it. You know, you'll get it and do it at the time, you know. So I just want to thank God for that. I love the product. You know, I've often had said to you that I wanted something I could wear. And now I can see. I love that green too, and I love the one that had the both of the writings on it, but one with the different kind of colors and different ones. And I love other ones that are on there too. So I thank God. And then I wish I was one that did wear false eyelashes. I saw my friend Minister Treva had some on, and I don't know if I've ever tried on any. I may have in my lifetime, but if it was so many years ago, probably about 40 before I got saved, 40-some years ago before I got saved. So I just thank God for you tonight, Marissa. Thank God for your business. Thank God for your walk in God. Thank God for what you're doing. And even thank God for, I see that you even have started your son, Amari, with his own. That to me blessed my heart. That Amari got a business yes. too, right?
Well, yes, he's actually, his school is having a fundraiser, and he, for the fundraiser, if you raise enough money, you will be Mr. and Mrs., well, of course, he will be Mr. MMA, which is the school's name, Memphis Merit Academy. So he will be like, kind of like the president over the school if he wins enough or gets enough donations for the fundraiser. But he is very adamant about it. He helped me pick the picture. He's done great. So he's a natural
wow.
salesman. He really is.
Wow. And I blessed my heart. I said, as they said, the apple does not fall too far from the tree. So I want to thank God for you. I won't keep you long. I'll be getting something on, Lord willing, on your site. And Joy said she'll show me what to do and how to do it. And then I thank God for the questions that Pastor Catherine asked at the beginning, about the three different parts. I was looking at it. I said, oh, Lord, Pastor Catherine, that's my question. So I thank God for you, and I thank God for thank God for all that we heard, even through your mom tonight, everything. And I give glory to God. I send out much love to you and thank God for you and God bless. That's all. God bless you all. All right.
Thank you so much, Helen. Love you guys.
I love you too. God bless.
Amen. Love you, Pastor. Hallelujah. So before I open up another line, you were telling me that, 12 days before Christmas, you're going to have some videos out that show people how to put on lashes and.
Yes, I am. So starting December 12th, which is this Sunday, I'm going to start a campaign called 12 Days of Sunflower Christmas. And I'm going to just release some tutorials and also release just information about the products. And then at the end, I have a special surprise for everybody. Now, it's a surprise. I can't tell y'all what the surprise is. So you have to follow me on Instagram. And then now, since I have more subscribers, I'll also try to do it on email as well. And actually, it's funny that you brought that up after we talked to Aunt Helen, because Amber Price, she really encouraged me to do how-tos, because she always asked me, well, how do I do this? How do I do that? So I say, okay, I just need to make a video. So she inspired the videos that are going to be dropping during the 12 days of Sunflower Christmas.
Okay. Well, that's perfect, because she's our next caller. So I'm going to open the line for Amber.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome.
Hey, Amber.
Hey. I'm just so godly proud of you, and I was thinking, like, you know, every time. Hi.
Sorry, you know that's Amari in the background.
Oh, hi, Amari. I was thinking, because, you know, every young girl, they always seek to have someone to look up to, and throughout life, you want to see people that look like you, like the Sanaa Lathans and Nia Long doing great things, and other women in business. And we have our very own Marissa Yabo in our family, and she's setting the standard. So I just want you to know that since I'm younger than you, and you are definitely setting the standard for business and just being in the professionalism that you have, is I just thank God for you. And I want to say that every single product that I have ordered is just such great quality. The lashes and everything, not only it looks good, it feels good, the material, like I was literally just I couldn't stop touching the shirt. I was like, I can't stop touching the material because it's such quality, and I just admire your professionalism, and I thank God for you, and I really appreciate the how-to videos, because even though I'm in the younger age, I did not know how to apply it, but you really took the time out and took the time to show exactly how it was done, and took away all anxiety about that, and it's really easy, and I just truly thank God for you, and I pray that God will continue to bless Sunflower, Meats and Beauty, and every other business that you have, and I pray for a season 3 blessings over you and everything that you do.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Amber. I appreciate it so much.
You're
welcome. Have a blessed night.
You too.
Thank you. So encouraging. Thank you. Thank you. All right. And Mr. Rachel, praise God, opening up your line.
Hi, everybody. Rachel. I was just listening. God bless you all. I was looking at the website. My daughter likes the lashes because she wears them. Me, I get a lot of eye irritation, so I can't wear lashes. But they are pretty. Her favorite ones, let me scroll, because I got the port open. She likes, you like the dandelion ones, and she liked the ginger and the iris. Yes, the ginger and the iris. She said those look nice.
those are
she's also a makeup artist. Oh, my princess, what she does is like, yeah, like she'll do friends' makeup. She did my niece's makeup. If like somebody has something and they need her to do her face, she'll do it. Like she did my eyes today because I wanted to see how my eyes would look, and they're really pretty. And she know how picky I am, so she chose. God bless her to choose a pretty color palette, and it was really nice on my eyes because I don't like a lot of makeup, and so she did my eyes, and it was really pretty. I'm gonna send my godmama a picture.
Awesome.
I'm gonna send my godmama a picture of me, because my daughter did my makeup. I'm gonna send her that after service.
Hey, great.
But I don't have false eyelashes on. The way she did my my eyes, it's my real lashes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So you'll see. You'll just see like the nice pretty eye shimmer. She touched up my eyebrows. She did a really nice mild look, because I was saying stuff by face, like a wedding look. So she did it for me.
So
said, Mom, if you ever get married, I'm going to do your eyes. I'm going to do your face. She said, if I ever get married.
So what's your daughter's name?
Oh, Renasia.
Renasia, okay, perfect, okay. I'm going to put something in there special for her then.
Oh, I sent my order through, but I didn't put the code in because I didn't know at first. So I just put my order through because she needed some stuff.
I see it now. I just seen it. Yes.
But what I wanted to say is that my princess, she with Walgreens, they had two positions open. They had beauty consultant where she'll travel
But she got to wait till the baby turned three, till my grandson turned mm-hmm. three.
Yeah, they want me to be an ambassador.
An ambassador, makeup ambassador, because she has her brushes, she has her makeup and stuff for Walgreens. Because
wow,
that's
a big deal. Congratulations.
I'm like, glory to God. But that's because the Lord didn't let none of my godmom's prayers fall to the ground. Now, she prayed prayers over my oldest, all my children, but over my oldest daughter and son for certain jobs. And now they both got jobs. And I'm like, thank you, Jesus. And these jobs are not very far away. They are local. And she also, Renee just really good with makeup and things like that. And so I'm really grateful to God that once she finished with what she's doing, God can bless her to be the makeup ambassador, I guess, for Walgreens. So that'll be good.
Yes, that's amazing. Congratulations.
And
to
God
her.
Bless you. And I agree also with Amber said, my God, because all of y'all is like my God family in Christ Jesus. I also thank God for your sister Rachel event because I want her to do a white dress for me on for my 44th birthday. So I gotta reach out back to her on Instagram with
yes,
my sizes
yes. definitely
and my billing information because I forgot about that when you said her name. I was like, oh no, I wanted a dress for my 44th birthday. Which will be next year. I turn 44. I ain't ashamed to say my age because when people see me, they're like, you're lying. You look 20-something. Yep, I don't look my age. I say it's the glory of the Lord because he said, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation.
Amen.
That's right.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Minister Rachel. Amen. I'll be looking for the picture whenever you send it.
Okay.
You're
going to have to send it to me too, our body.
Okay. I'll send it to you. Amen. Okay. So you
I
know,
got,
we
I
are
got all the names. I'm sorry. Go
okay.
ahead.
No, I was about to say that we're after 11 now, so so you're ready to do that?
Yes, so I got all the names in the spin. I got all the names in the spin wheel, and I press go, I want to say I appreciate everybody who has placed the order. Y'all don't know how much this has blessed my heart today. I really, really, truly appreciate every order and every subscription. A subscriber. I appreciate every single one of you guys, and I hope that all of the products that you've ordered will bless you in every way. Okay, so
don't,
I'm about to hit the spin wheel.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it. Hold
don't
on.
Do it. Okay, wait.
Yeah. We need about 5 minutes here so I can do what
okay.
I need to do. Okay. Then you do yours, and then I want you to do closing remarks, and then you will pray us out. Okay, so
okay.
let me do what
okay.
I need to do. 5 minutes, so hold on. All right, amen. Okay, you take a nice good breath, too. So if you've been here with us on Get 'Em Radio, you know that the Lord has given us a charge to pray with people to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And also to prepare people who are listening to be able, those who are born again already, to be able to pray for others so that they can be born again as well. So John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. You can say it with me. So loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. And then, so God wanted us to know, first of all, that he loves us. Hallelujah. He not only loves us, but so loves us. Hallelujah. And then Romans 10 and 9 lets us know exactly how to be saved. It says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Not maybe saved, not might saved, not, ooh, I hope I'm saved. You shall be saved. Amen. And so confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Hallelujah. Saying a prayer with all your heart. And then, amen, confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart. Believing in your heart is making a choice. You make a choice that you believe what Jesus did over 2,000 years ago where nobody was here and saw, but you choose to believe what the Bible says about Jesus. Hallelujah. You do that and you shall be saved. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Just make a choice to say it. If you've never said it before, make a choice in your heart to say this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, that I am saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so if you prayed that prayer for the first time, we commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We pray right now that he will fill you with his precious Holy Spirit and with power, power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, and then even power to read the word of God and understand it and live it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So we want to tell you what we have for you here in our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Now, you may go to another church. That's fine. As long as they're talking about Jesus and preaching Jesus, you're in the right place. Amen. And you learn more about the word of God. But we want to invite you or anyone else to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We meet every Sunday. Pastor Mom is the senior pastor. I'm Apostle Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. And we meet every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. This same phone number, 516-418-5699. And all of our broadcasts are on the same phone number. No PIN number, no password, just the number. Amen. On Monday, we have Bible teaching, so you can learn more about the Bible. We have Dr. Lorraine Navarro, who teaches the Bible for us. And it's 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. We don't open up the lines and talk back and forth, so you can just put it in your ear as you put your earphones on as you're having your lunch on Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and learn about these. We have prayer. We pray in tongues on Tuesday. Even if you don't pray in tongues yet, it's okay. It's an awesome experience to call in and listen. There's so much peace that happens in people. God even speaks to people who have never prayed in tongues before. And those who have not prayed in tongues begin to pray in tongues as they listen to us. So we have four people who volunteer to pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time. And then after they finish praying in tongues, then we have interpretations. We've been doing this for over a year now. People who were getting maybe one word of interpretation or no interpretation are now getting pages of interpretation as we listen, and God confirms his word over and over again. Amen. On Wednesday, so praying in tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday. Now, on Wednesdays, we have prophetic healing, our healing service, and that is the second Wednesday of every month. Our next one will be on January the 12th. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. That'll be in 2022. Hallelujah. Wednesday, January the 12th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we ended the year with a bang, and we'll start the year with a Holy Ghost bang. Amen. So join us then. Hallelujah. And then on Thursdays is our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, and that's what you're listening to right now. We're every Thursday from it starts at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. This month we'll continue on with our Entrepreneur Month, and I love going on the websites and looking at, you know, what's going on there. So next week, we plan to have Pastor Don and his wife, hallelujah, hallelujah, Veronica. We'll have Don and Veronica on next Thursday. I'm trying to remember what they're going to be talking about. We'll let them let us know. You know, well, you'll know from advertisement, but they do something called Pop Life. So if you're a popcorn person like me, glory to God, hallelujah. So they have Pop Life, and they also do custom T-shirts as well. So they've done T-shirts for our family reunion. So that's the kind of things that they do, and it's probably more than that. So we'll find out on next Thursday, and we'll continue with Christian Entrepreneur Month the rest of the Thursdays this month. Praise God. So that's our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Amen. That was more than 5 minutes, but that's okay. So, Marissa, we're back to you. And Marissa's going to do your line again. Back to you for your drawing, and then you can give us closing remarks and closing prayer.
Okay, so now we're about to do the drawing for the people who purchase items. And if you win the raffle, you can pick any item, excluding the gloss bundle and the wholesale, from the website. So I'm going to spin the wheel. I don't know. It's on my phone, so I don't know if you're going to hear the applause when it happens. But I'll let you know.
Oh, there's an app for that, huh?
Yes. So, but I'm going to screenshot, and all right, we have a winner. So the winner is Treva. So you get to pick one item off of the website, and I'm going to post the picture on the underneath the announcement for the radio show on Facebook. So
amen.
You can, Treva, you can message me any item that you like on the website, and I will add that to your order. And, of course, everybody who is hearing this radio broadcast tonight, the GITM code for tonight will be up until noon tomorrow. So you have a little time to shop around if you want to wait until Friday, because I know sometimes payday doesn't come until Friday. So I'm keeping up the code until tomorrow noon. And if you have any questions, y'all feel free to ask me. If you need me to show you how to use any products or any beauty product, or any recommendations that you need for a beauty product, I will be more than happy to help you. And I just want to say I appreciate you, Aunt Bobby, for giving me the opportunity to share my business with people. This is great exposure, and what you're doing is amazing. And you're blessing a lot of people. I'm saying this is like making me want to cry, because you have opened and exposed some doors that I didn't know that were even there. So I appreciate you, and I love you and Bobby for that.
Oh, thank you, Marissa. Amen. So glad you come on. And you know, you add your own style to it. You add your own anointing. Hallelujah. And I appreciate that. And as Amber said, I'm godly proud of you. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you.
Amen. And I say by the Spirit of the Lord that He is going to do, He's going to do some awesome things for you. And doors are opening for you right now. And you know, in our, at the beginning of our broadcast, it says that being here with us, and what God is going to do on God in the Midst is catapult you to a new dimension in the Lord and in ministry. And yes. So He just highlighted that in my spirit right now, is that that's what He's doing with you. He's catapulting you to another dimension in the Lord and yes. ministry. Amen. In your personal life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, amen. So close us out with prayer.
Okay. Lord, I just want to thank you and praise you for allowing us all to be together here tonight on this call. Everybody that has joined in, that has purchased, that has said something, that's even just listening and took the time out to call, bless them, give them favor in their life, give them an anointing over their life, and give them encouragement, affirmations that they can speak over themselves daily, and let them get closer to you on a daily basis, God. I thank you and I praise you for the host, for Bobby, and for Pastor Mom. I just thank you for all the goodness that you've given to me and to everybody that's surrounding me. I pray that this radio show reaches higher numbers than anybody can ever imagine, and that everybody, that every entrepreneur and every other guest that comes on the show is blessed. Their business is covered in your name and is covered in your blessings and your favor and in your greatness, God. I thank you and I praise you for all the goodness you have done for us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. And amen. And I want to let you know, this came to my mind. You know you can put this broadcast on your website.
Yes. So, and I actually, when I was looking at, when we were going through it, I said, I wonder if I can put a tab right there in between the Instagram and the bestsellers.
Mm-hmm.
If I can put that put that on there. So you're going to have to message me and kind of get me versed on how to link it.
Oh, I could just send you the link.
Okay, yes, do that.
Yeah, and when you go in, I'm sure there's a way that they'll let you add a link from outside.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it'll go straight to that link, so... Yeah, I'll send you the link for it.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
And I also want to do a quick plug real quick. I'm sorry, it's a quick shameless plug. My father just released a book. So y'all check that out. It's called Food for Thoughts, and it's an awesome book. Y'all go check it out. He speaks a great word in there. My dad is somebody who I look up to. He says a lot of inspirational things and a lot of encouraging things to me that a lot of people don't see. So y'all check it out. It's Food for Thought. I believe it's on Amazon now, but I'm not quite sure. But you can go to his Facebook page and check it out. And also, I think you can Google it. So it's called Food for Thought. So check out my dad. His name is Lenny Yarbrough. And that's it.
Amen. Good plug for your dad. Good girl. All right. God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you for just hanging with us for this long. I know, especially on the East Coast, this you know, you guys are up super duper late. So we certainly appreciate you. Amen. And that's it. Have a blessed night. Amen. Have a blessed night, everyone. And hopefully we'll see you. The next broadcast is on Sunday. Amen. Have a blessed weekend. Love you all. Good night.
Yes. Y'all tell the people.